Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves the experience of cracking them open, or you love the convenience of no-shell pistachios like myself, Wonderful Pistachios is the perfect healthy snack for when hunger strikes. And there are a bunch of tasty flavors to choose from too, like honey roasted, smoky barbecue, jalapeno lime, and more. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
As a former athlete, I don't take these moments for granted. To sit down with an active athlete, one of the best athletes of our generation, and one of their biggest moments. Aaron Rodgers spent the last 18 years in Green Bay doing the same thing over and over again, and also leading the way and being one of the best quarterbacks we've ever seen, and certainly, in my eyes, the greatest thrower of the football. So to be able to get this opportunity to sit down with him in his first sit-down interview as a Jet means a lot to me, and it means a lot to the platform. This is Paper Route on the go. Enjoy this quick conversation. I wanted to learn from you, right? I think there's a lot of perceptions out there. There's a lot of stories about who you are on the field, off the field. So my first question for you is, who are you? and really go deep, right? Because I feel like you have so much to give to us, right? And I just want to hear and learn.
Well, for some of the stories that are out there, I would say I'm not who some of you think I am. I'm a searcher. I'm a deep thinker. I love to learn. I love to challenge myself, to go deeper, to stand in the uncomfortability of life and see what my new edge can be. I'm interested in a lot of different things. Obviously, I, you know, hosted Jeopardy. I've done ayahuasca. I've played football for 18 years. You know, it's I have kind of all over the place. But you know, I don't have it figured out by any means. But I'm searching. I'm looking. I'm listening, and trying to figure out the best path for me. Trying to do it with as much authenticity as possible. As much integrity as possible, but I'm learning. I think you know, always making mistakes, trying to learn from my mistakes, trying to grow, trying to expand my horizon, trying to find my community, trying to hone in on those really important people in my life and pour into those people, surround myself with great people, but just learning as I go, making mistakes, picking myself up, trying to do better next time.
In 2011, I spent 3 months in an outpatient program at McLean Hospital, the number 2 psychiatric hospital in the world. And I learned a lot. That was the first time I read a book. It was a book on mindfulness. I was in dialectical behavior therapy, self-assessment, mentalization therapy. And really, that's when my world started to transform. I started reading more, searching for more. And what I found a couple years after that was this conflict between evolving as a human being and a football player. Right, like when you start to evolve and you start to learn, you start like, damn, like, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? I never forget sitting here in the wide receivers room. Me, Matt Forte, and I would go through a daily devotion every single morning, be the first ones in. And one morning, I started crying, breaking down. And this was in the prime of my career, 1,500 yard season, All Pro year, and I was like, what the fuck am I doing? I'm sitting here catching balls for a living when I could be making the world better, and I had that conflict.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been there for sure. Mm-hmm. I think that's where the growth happens, because you have to reassess why you're doing what you're doing.
Right.
And it could be in a you know, in a ceremony. It could be out and about. It could be at a low point, at a high point. That's happened, I think, to anybody who's been on that path of growth. You know, because the growth mindset doesn't stay stagnant. So you're always trying to trying to better yourself. And it's not that you lack the that you're constantly complacent. I think it's a satisfaction where you're at, but just a gnosis and knowing that there's more for you. And for me, I've definitely had those thoughts many times. I think doing a difficult plant medicine ceremony takes you to that point of what is my purpose? What am I doing? Why am I doing it? And is this really what I want to do? At the end of the day, it's got to be something that you're passionate about, that you love, that you enjoy, and that you feel like you're making a difference. And that gives you that the perspective to keep doing what you're doing. And I think it's an important spot for all of us. I think people who are trying to better themselves and to really care about making the world a better place sometimes can look at football and go, what am I doing? Right. Am I wasting time? Where I could be doing something else. But the fact is that I've found is you can really make a difference here. You can make a difference in somebody's life who can then make a difference in somebody else's life, and the web that can stretch out. You can inspire people. You entertain people. I mean, there's something beautiful about being able to be a change up in a rough week for someone to come and relax and right. watch a game or have a couple beers or whatever it is to just be for a few hours and to be entertained. I think there's something really special about that. And I love that opportunity. I also love the opportunity to learn and grow and to learn my teammates and to inspire them and to talk to them about anything that can help them be a better person and a better player and tell them my mistakes and help them to be better than I was at a young age. I think that's really important. And that's why I'm still doing this, because I live for the relationships, the friendships that can last a lifetime, the impactful moments, a single conversation that can impact somebody. Because I know as a young person, there were so many of those conversations that made a difference for my life path trajectory. And I'm thankful for each one of those men who spoke into my life during that time. And now I can, as the older guy, I can be the one to have those conversations with people and hopefully make a difference.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
So this next question is going to lead me into a big question that everyone has, right? So the first part of it is, do you still struggle with that? You know, it's like that conflict of investing so much time in ball when you could be learning other things, you could be searching for more. Do you still have that type of conflict?
Of course. But I really trust in the universal signs and synchronicities. And when they're all pointing and speaking in a certain direction, I just have to trust that this is the path I'm supposed to be on. And from the moment I got out of the darkness, this was the signs and synchronicities that were happening in my life, was that this opportunity was going to be something really special, and that I was going to have a super growth opportunity for me personally, the opportunity to impact the people in my life, in my direct circle, the new friends I'm going to make in this fan base, and to be a part of something really special. So I just have to trust what I'm seeing around me, that this is where I'm supposed to be.
So when you answer those questions as far as how much longer you're going to play, because I had opportunity with RX3, the 707 tournament, And I've seen something I've never seen before. And I've been around some amazing guys. I played on some amazing, well, I wouldn't say amazing teams.
Amazing guys.
Amazing guys, though.
Definitely. You mentioned one of them, Forte. Forte, awesome dude.
100%. In this tournament, bro, I was talking a lot of trash to you. And you got super competitive. It was fun. T.O. came out. It was fun, but it was competitive. Yeah. I played safety, and I was trying to pick you off. I've never seen a quarterback drop back, look to the left, and throw a no-look pass 40 yards down the field, right? So physically, you can still do it at a high level. I say, and I think a lot of people say, I'm the only one, that you're the best, the greatest thrower of the football that our game has ever seen. How much longer are you playing? Because I from a football standpoint, I mean, you're him, right? And I ask that question because you say, like, I'm just taking it day to day. I'm just here in the moment.
I think, well, it's important to do both. I think it's important to really think about where you're at in the moment and be present, because I think I need to be present for my team, coaching staff, the organization. That's really important. But as long as it's fun, you know, I think we play this game since we've played since we were kids, and it's a business. It's an incredible profession. It's a really tough business. So when it starts to feel like a job and not, you know, a fun game, then it's probably time to walk away. But right now, it's still fun. It's still something that gets me up in the morning, that gets me excited about putting the time in, that gets me excited about the next chapter, this journey that we're going to go on. So as long as it's fun, I'm going to keep playing.
Super Bowl or bust?
Listen, I think that it should be that way for every team that has high expectations. You know, I think that's what you want. You want to be a part of a fan base, an organization that believes that we need to win every single year. That's how it was in Green Bay every year. You know, we felt like, you know, we had a chance to win it, and that was the only ending that was acceptable for the fans. I think you enjoy those expectations. You wouldn't want it the other way. There's some teams around the league who just say, hey, let's win 8 games or let's get to the playoffs. You want to be a part of an organization and a fan base that says, hey, let's go win this thing.
Last thing, I really appreciate your time. I know everyone's pulling on you right now. Just, you got to pick one. This is how we're going to end this show, paper route, okay? So you have Malibu or Honolulu. Pick one.
Malibu.
Okay. Jordy Nelson or Devontae Adams. You got to pick one.
Oh, man, that's tough. I'm going to say Devontae is still playing.
Bro, Jordy was so...
I know. Ah. Incredible.
Okay. You have ayahuasca,
okay,
or the darkness retreat?
Ayahuasca, definitely.
Okay. Yeah. That's it. Appreciate you.
Darkness, you don't see anybody. You don't see anything. In the ayahuasca ceremony, there's time off. You get to see people. You get to hug people. You get to share. Yeah. Way better.
Appreciate you.
Thanks, bud.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.